This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Father David Hussey, representing the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. And he will be followed by Haley Sowers from Belfouche, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
Let us pray. O Lord, look with pity, Father, upon all the people in this land who live with injustice, hunger, poverty, disease, and death as their constant companions. Have mercy upon us and open our eyes, open our hearts and our minds to the suffering of these our neighbors. Strengthen all those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunities for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Aye.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Representative Allers, Anderson, Bartels, Bartling, Beal, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Carson, Chase, Clark, Consett, Dennard, DeSanto, Duvall, Freimuller, Lanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Haugard, Holly, Heinemann, Holmes, Howard, Hunhoff, Jameson, Jensen, Johns, Johnson, Kaiser, Carr, Ketwig, Lake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Lust, Marty, May, McCleary, McPherson, Mills, Otten, Ken Peterson, Sue Peterson, Pischke, Qualm, Rasmussen, Reed, Roden, Ring, Rounds, Rosem, Schaefer, Shanefish, Smith, Soley, Steinhauer, Stevens, Teason, Tulson, Turberville, Willitson, Wismer, Woolman, York, Zickman, Speaker Mickelson. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
All in favor of said motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications. Why don't we stay on approval of the journal? No, we're going to go to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1041 do pass. Wayne H. Steinhauer, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1001, which has passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 8, 16, 25, 47, 51, and 52, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 92nd legislative session. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Thank you. Every day we have a doctor of the day. Is Dr. Benjamin Aker in the gallery? So if members of the House, if you turn around, Dr. Aker standing in the rear of the gallery. He practices emergency medicine at Avera Sacred Heart Hospital in Yankton. He received his medical degree from the University of Nebraska in 2005. He completed his residency at the University of Texas Southwestern in 2008. He is a member of the American Medical Association and has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 2011. He currently serves as an at-large member of the South Dakota State Medical Association Executive Committee. Please welcome Dr. Aker to our house. Thank you, Dr. Aker. We appreciate you taking time out of your day, taking a day to come be with us. Hopefully you haven't had any calls for medical service. I understand that Representatives Bruner, Roden, and Marty may have some visitors in the gallery. Representative Bruner, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Roden and Representative Marty and myself, we're both graduates of Newell High School along with Chuck Turbeville, although when they graduated, I don't think it was even a state yet. But anyway, we've got Newell seniors and juniors here from the government class, so help me welcome them.
Welcome. Why don't you guys wave so we know who you are? The Newell government class. Well, there's a lot of you. Are you all in the same grade? No, you're all in different grades? All right. I think Representative Bruner may have taken that class more than once. And which one of you three didn't graduate from Newell? Representative Roden? Oh, Representative Marty. Okay. Now, I know that Representative Greenfield's expecting some guests. I don't know if they're in the gallery yet. I don't see them, so we'll wait a little bit on that announcement. Number 9, consideration of committee reports.
Representative Qualm moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1025 and House Bill 1033, as found on page 48 and 49 of the House Journal, also Judiciary on House Bill 1028, as found on page 50 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills for the members of our government class from Newell. We wrote our Constitution in 1889, and guess what they didn't have in 1889? Computers. They might not have had telephones. And so in our state constitution, it says before we can vote on a bill, we have to read it twice. Because, you know, it wasn't as easy to print things, wasn't as easy to get things around the computer. It's become more of a formality today, but because it's still in our constitution, this is the first reading of the House bills, and they're all going to be read simultaneously.
House Bill 1056, an act to authorize law enforcement officers to issue certain citations not signed under oath. House Bill 1055, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the need for a driver license or permit to operate certain motor vehicles. House Bill 1057, an act to revise when improvement districts shall hold an election of board members.
The Speaker assigns House Bill 1055 to Commerce and Energy. To House Judiciary, the Speaker assigns House Bills 1053, 1054, and 1056. And to Local Government, the Speaker assigns House Bill 1057. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 25, an act to provide for the release of certain booking photographs. Senate Bill 47, an act to revise and repeal certain provisions regarding dental corporations.
The Speaker assigns Senate Bills 51 and 52 to Commerce and Energy. Senate Bill 47 to Health and Human Services, Senate Bills 8, 16, and 25 to Judiciary. Consent calendar items.
House Bill 1006, an act to revise certain requirements for a public notice of a public meeting. House Bill 1020, an act to authorize background investigations for current and potential employees of the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications and Information Technology Contractors and Subcontractors.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. So items on the consent calendar were reported out of committee with no dissenting votes or opposition, and they are not subject to debate. However, questions may be asked of the sponsor. Consent calendar bills having had their second reading are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of the bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A personal privilege, please.
Grant it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, to the members of the House, I would like to introduce a good friend of mine and my wife for 40 and a half years. She's sitting up right behind the speaker, so just looking at her, you'll know that I married out of my league. So please welcome my wife, Suzanne Willitson. And then, Mr. Speaker, if I might have one more personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to introduce to the House my second oldest granddaughter. My wife and I have 11 grandchildren, all of which live in District 11. And so you might imagine when I go home on the weekends that I sometimes get questions about, well, Grandpa, what do you do out there? So I decided a good thing to do would be to, bring them here and let them sit with me for a day and just see what I do. So I'd like to, please stand up. I'd like to introduce to the House my second oldest granddaughter. She's 12 years old, a seventh grader at Memorial Middle School, and a straight-A student, I might add, as a proud grandpa. But this is Molly Brown.
Welcome, Molly. Representative Qualm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to introduce my oldest granddaughter, Vienna DeWitt. She is sitting right up there. She would stand up. I know she can't see me, but I know she's up there. She is our miracle child.
Stand up now. Who are Vienna's friends? It's my question. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Tolson, Kaiser, Dennert, and myself, I'd like you to welcome the South Dakota Birth Matters Organization. Many of those people and students, mothers, are members of District 2 and District 3. They provided us with our wonderful lunch today, and so if you could please greet them, go ahead and stand up.
Welcome. Representative Dennert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege.
Granted.
I would like to welcome with that group my mother, Nancy, and my youngest sister Elsa is up there, and I think my oldest sister JC is somewhere. I don't see her up there. So,
welcome to the Dennard family. Anyone else?
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Madam Clerk, please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The consent calendar is hereby approved. Second reading of the House bills is the next item on our agenda.
Representative Qualm moves that House Bills 1022 and 1032 be deferred to Wednesday, January 18th, the sixth legislative day.
Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of said motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Do we have any further announcements? Representative McPherson.
I just want to make the announcement that tomorrow begins the Catacomb Caucus in the Governor's large conference room beginning at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:45 and the coffee's on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative McPherson. Other announcements? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and a lovely week it is, isn't it?
Beautiful weather here in Peoria, Representative Rounds.
For some reason, some of us are just stepping lively after the game Saturday or Sunday. But
Sergeant Arms.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And by the way, your House Commerce and Energy Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m., up above 464, and tomorrow we're going to learn how to braid hair. Thank you.
Well, you look like a good person to be chairing that committee. Any further announcements? Representative Ollers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, tomorrow appropriations at 8 a.m. we'll be hearing from BIT, the BOA, BHR, and the State Employee Compensation.
Thank you, Representative Ollers. Representative Teason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee will not meet tomorrow. However, the Retirement Laws Committee will meet after session tomorrow. We'll have a general information session regarding the status of the retirement system, followed by the hearing of the four retirement laws bills. We'll be in 413. Thank you.
Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be no meeting of House State Affairs tomorrow. No meeting.
Thank you. Representative McPherson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow, Ed will meet and hear from the Board of Regents and the Technical Institutes.
Committee on Education. Very good. Further announcements? Anyone else have any announcements before Representative Rounds has announcements for a second time? Go ahead, Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just a reminder, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, the PUC will be giving their briefing up in 414. And it's a very interesting briefing. For those who haven't been to one before, I would recommend attending if you can. Thank you.
Good suggestion. And this is the floor is slow until we reach our bill deadline and more bills get dropped and they start to work their way through the committee process. It's a good time for those of you that haven't had the opportunity to go and sit in on an appropriations hearing. If you want to learn what our priorities are, I've always thought finding out where we spend the state's money is a pretty good place to start. So that would be a real good use of your time tomorrow morning. And many, many states have pension plans that are out of balance, and it's, you know, that's got the state of Illinois at gridlock, really, and their bonds are rated junk. And so
there will be some bills of consequence considered tomorrow, and as Representative Teason announced, the Retirement Laws Committee, that's going to meet tomorrow right after session. I believe he said room 413, so I plan to go sit in on that. I would encourage those of you who have an interest to go sit in on that. We'll certainly have an opportunity to hear the debate here on the floor, but it's nothing like sitting through it in committee. So, any further announcements? Representative Beal. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
We're adjourned.